Hare Krishna. So it's an extremely great pleasure for me to again be here at the lotus feet of the most merciful Sri Sri Gornitai, most happy Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Visakha, Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Srila Prabhupada, and be here with all the wondrous devotees of ISKCON Juhu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6. Text number 2. Yata hi purusasyeha Vishno padopasarpanam. Yad Esha Sarvabhutanam Priya Atmeshvaraha Surit. Yatahi Purusasyeha Vishnu Padopasarpanam Yadeva Sarva Bhutanam Priya Atmeshvara Surit Yatahi Purusasyeha Vishnu Padopasarpanam Yadesha Sarva Bhutanam Priya Atmeshvara Surit Yatahi Purusasyeha Vishnu Padopasarpanam Yadesha Sarva Bhutanam Priya Atmeshvara Surit. Ladies? Anyone? Yata, in order that he indeed, Purushasya of the living entity, Iha here, Vishnoho of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pada Upasarpanam, approaching the lotus feet, yet because Eshaha, this Sarva Bhutanam, of all living entities, Priya, the dear one, Atma Ishvara, the master of the soul, the super soul. Surit, the best well-wisher and friend. Translation, the human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings. Translation, please repeat. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all living beings. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Chanti Michchati. The sages, knowing me, is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Simply by understanding these three facts, that the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of the entire creation, that He is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that He is the supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has wandered throughout the universe in different forms of life and different planetary systems. But because he has forgotten his intimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merely suffered life after life. Therefore, the educational system in the human form of life should be so perfect that one will understand its intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should therefore glorify the Lord in the adoration of Shantaras, or revive his eternal relationship with Vishnu as a servant in Dasiras, a friend in Sakiras, a parent in Batsaliras, or a conjugal lover in Madhuriras. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everyone, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in loving service of the Lord. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 25, verse 38. Yesamaham Priyatma, Sutascha Sakha Guru, Surido Daiva Ishtam. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is the most beloved, the Super Soul, Son, Friend, and Guru. Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and the perfection of education. Yatai Purusasyeha Vishnu Paro Pasarpanam Yadeva Suribhut Sarva Bhutanam Priya Atmeshvara Surit. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all living beings. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanangana Chalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurumeva Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Svaparandigam Aradana Srinandandai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivata Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo nama. So as soon as I heard that the verse today was Canto 7, maybe I thought it must be about Lord Nrisimhadev. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, actually Prabhupada translates the word Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. The beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. But the personality of Godhead is never separate from His devotees. Actually, we find more in Srimad Bhagavatam about the devotees than we find about the Lord. Because the devotees, in one sense, not in Mayavad sense, but in one sense, they're not different from the Lord, because their activities are based on devotional service to the Lord. So to hear about the devotees is just as auspicious as hearing about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we see here, there'll be so many chapters all about Prahlad Maharaj. We will read so many chapters about Prahlad. It's only at the end, all of a sudden, a few verses, Lord Nrisimhadev appears, he rips apart Aranyakashipu, and then Prahlad offers some prayers. Factually, it is all about Prahlad. There's a few verses about Lord Nrisimhadev. And the certain class of people, especially the Hasajis and Babajis, they would have us believe that Sriman Mahaprabhu, he only listened to pastimes about Radha and Krishna and gopis. And of course, in the end of his life, it's true. But in Chaitanya Mangala by Lochan Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur describes how Mahaprabhu listened 50 times to Prahlad Maharaj, about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. 50 times he used to hear these pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Because before we go to higher topics, we must learn the basics. then I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul. That spirit soul is part of the Lord Vishnu. Here it said, Atma Ishvara. Atma Ishvara. This Ishvara of the Atma, that is the super soul. This is a very wonderful way of saying super soul. The master of the soul. So first we have to learn these basic things, then we can go to higher topic. Otherwise we'll think higher topic is just mundane. Just like generally people, they go jump to straight to 10th canto. Especially to Krishna's activities with gopis. Because they take it as something mundane. Just like we go on the train, we see everybody's reading, what? Manohar Khaniya. So they take it some mundane thing like that. But it is not mundane. First thing you learn, this basics. This chapter is all about Prahlad Maharaj converting all his friends from demons into devotees. Because they're learning the opposite in school. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, this human form of life affords one a chance to go back to home, back to Godhead. And in their school they're learning that this one life is all in all. You should just get as much enjoyment in this life, and when you're dead it is all finished. Don't worry about sins. There's no reaction when this body is finished. Everything is finished. No need to worry about beg, borrow, steal, somehow or other enjoy in this life. You should step on everyone else. You should climb to the top, be the topmost enjoyer of all the enjoyers. This is the type of education that Prahlad Maharaj and his friends are getting in the school. And here Prahlad Maharaj is teaching opposite. No. Now you got this human form of life. It is chance to go home back to Godhead. Because we've already tried for so many lifetimes. I was sitting in LA one time, Prabhupada was giving class. And he said, so for millions of lifetimes, you've been trying to enjoy in this material world. Now anyone can say, now I'm fully satisfied. I don't want anything. Anyone can say? No, no one can say. Prabhupada was so dramatic. No, no one can say. We've already tried that for millions of lifetimes. Even the little worm crawling in the bush, he's trying to enjoy eating the leaf. The bird is trying to enjoy eating the worm that's eating the leaf. The cat is trying to enjoy eating the bird that's eating the worm that's eating the leaf. We try it in so many ways. But nobody can say, now I'm fully satisfied, I don't want anything. Everybody makes goal in their life that I want to earn 1 crore rupees, then I'll retire. As soon as he gets 1 crore, he thinks, oh, let me get 10 crores. And then when he gets 10 crores, he thinks, let me get 100 crores. And then he dies. And all his 100 crore rupees stays in the bank. Doesn't go with you. You can have 100 crore, what will you do with 100 crore rupees? Whether you have 100 crore rupees or you have 10 rupees, you can eat 2 chapatis, a little sabji, a little dal, and a little rice. And not that I have 100 crore rupees, now I'll eat 100 chapatis and so many katoris of sabji. No. Actually, we find that people that have 100 crore, they can't eat anything. They're always in anxiety because everybody's trying to steal their money and cheat them in so many ways. They can't eat. They're taking pill to eat, to digest. They take pill to go to sleep. They can't sleep. they're so worried. I have to get money, I have to get money. They have to take pill to go to sleep. Then they have to take pill to wake up in the morning. It's not that by having 100 crores you'll enjoy more than having 10 rupees. Just like I remember when I first came to India in 1974 for Mayapur festival. That time there weren't so many motor cars like nowadays. Now everybody, at that time only this Ambassador and this Fiat, Padmini. And only very, very wealthy people had this car. And nobody had TV set. Few people. And that was black and white, not even color. So there wasn't so much so-called development and opulence. But one thing I remember from 1974, even up to 84, even beyond that, in India everybody was smiling. You go in the village, you go anywhere, everybody was always smiling. They were very happy. They had nothing, but they were very happy. Now we see, now even they stopped making the Ambassador. Huh? It's finished. So many cars are there. So many, everybody's got TVs, no big deal. Everybody has so many things, but I don't see the smiles anymore. Everybody's walking on the street. Where to get money, where to get money. It's always worried where to get money. No more smiles. Smiles are gone. See, here Prahlad Maharaj is teaching opposite. Don't try to get more opulence. Don't try to get more things. Things won't make you happy. You try to use this human form of life to go back to home, back to God. There in the spiritual world, Jaya CC Nitai Gaur Sundar CC Radharas Bihari CC Taran Lakshma Hanuman. There in the spiritual world you can actually enjoy. It's just like here Prahlad Maharaj saying to his friends, you have to render devotional service. Krishna is the most happy. I'm always so glad to come here to Juhu and see the smiling face of Ras Bihari. He's so happy. And if you want to become happy, this Prahlad Maharaj is telling you have to serve him. Here it says Surit. He is your best friend. Atmeshra, he's the super soul. He's your best friend. What else it says? Priya, most beloved. We're all looking for most beloved. We're all looking for good friend. We're all looking for love in this world. But in this world there's no love. It's just lust. Everybody enters into relationship. What's in it for me? Before I do anything, before I'll do anything, I'll think, what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this relationship? What am I going to get out of this activity? We're always calculating, 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 calculating. But pure devotional service is without that calculation. We just love Krishna because he's so lovable. You see, Ras Bihari is so happy. Don't you want to be happy like him? If we serve him, we'll also become happy. And he's the best well-wisher. Well-wisher means who will give you the most best thing. We all think we have nice friends in this world. Toda za daro pilo yaar. Aapke liye bahut achhi ladki hai yaar. Ye friend nahi hai. That's not friend. That is your enemy. Krishna will give you eternity bliss and knowledge better than anything in this world. The enjoyment in this world, also I was in LA, Prabhupada, everybody in this material world is suffering and enjoying. He said, no, everybody is suffering, but some suffering we call it enjoyment, and some suffering we call suffering. You see, what is enjoyment in the material world? People work hard all week long at a job they hate, with a boss that they hate, with colleagues who they also hate. Then the weekend comes, what do? They try to forget everything, they drink. Think this is enjoyment. They become intoxicated, they become sick, they throw up, next day they have big headache. So even their enjoyment is suffering. Because everyone's suffering enjoyment. No, everyone's suffering. But some suffering we call it enjoyment. And some enjoyment, some suffering we call it suffering. See here, Prabhupada Maharaj is giving us a secret. Just like in Vrindavan life, nobody worships Krishna because he's God. Here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that you should worship Lord Vishnu because he's God. But Vrindavan life is beyond even that. Everybody loves Krishna just because he's so wonderful. Just like in my room, there's a picture of Krishna sitting with a cow, and the cow is just going... He's just so happy to be near Krishna. A peacock is there looking at Krishna. What animal knows what is God, what is not God? They just love Krishna because Krishna is so lovable. Because Priya, he's the most beloved. Surit, he's the real well-wisher. Atmeshra, he's a controller. He's a super soul. But despite all those reasons, the Vrajavasis, they love Krishna just because he's so wonderful. They don't care. He may be God, he may be whatever he may be. This is pure devotional service. But this is the correct process how to become happy in life. We're all running around trying to find something out here that's going to bring happiness inside here. This is all day long we're busy. Prabhupada said the dog, he's also busy trying to find, he wants to find some bone or some sex life. He found some place, he runs around in a circle, lies down, goes to sleep. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is dog's business. And he's running on 4 feet. And Prabhupada said, the human being, he's running on 4 wheels. But business ain't eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He wants to fill his belly. Eating, sleeping. He wants to have a nice apartment. Everybody's after a nice apartment. And he thinks, oh, I have spent so many crores of rupees to buy this apartment, this flat, in the latest development. But what does he own? He spent crores of rupees. His ceiling is somebody else's floor. His floor is somebody else's ceiling. His wall is somebody else's wall. He spent crores of rupees to own some air. What does he own? The ceiling is somebody else's floor. The floor is somebody else's ceiling. The wall is somebody else's wall. He spent crores of rupees to get a piece of air. And once he's asleep, he doesn't know that he's on the 50th floor. The dog, he just runs around in the grass. You've seen how dog, before he sleeps, he runs around in circles. He doesn't spend crore rupees. He just runs around in a circle a few times and lay down. He's sleeping. Eating, sleeping, mating. Everybody's busy looking for some sex partner. Thinking that somehow that will bring them happiness. Just like the young girl, she sees the boy. He's so young and handsome, so slim. Think, oh, my life will be perfect with him. Then she gets married with him. And now he's got a big belly. He's sitting in front of the TV watching the cricket match, drinking beer, you know. And she's coming, you never take me anywhere. Shut up, I'm listening to the Christian man. She thought life was going to be perfect living with this guy. Huh? And defending. Huh? Is everybody defending? Everybody, just like the verse that Prabhupada quotes here from Bhagavad Gita, we're going to get to that in a minute. Sarva Loka Maheshram. Krishna is the owner of everything. But everybody's, every country in the world thinks this is my country. Just like the Russians, they flew over Turkey, said, oh, you entered our airspace. Bang, bang, shoot you down. And now big problem is there in the world. And we're sitting on the edge, everybody for defending, everybody's got so many bombs. Again, the tension is coming up. Everybody's worried. Maybe there'll be nuclear war. Whole, not just humanity, whole, maybe only the they believe the cockroaches will survive nuclear war. He's such a horrible creature. Somehow cockroach, if you just smell the paint, you'll get sick and die. But he can eat. He can live off eating the paint. Nothing else is. No food is there. He'll eat the paint and live. So he'll survive. Every other life on earth will be finished by this nuclear holocaust. So by this eating, sleeping, mating, defending, nobody's becoming happy. We have to come to the platform of real happiness. Therefore, this verse, seeing so many things, Atmeshvara, Surit, so many words are there. It's like meeting old friends. Just like you're walking down the street, and suddenly you see old friend you haven't seen for a long time. Huh? You're so happy. Oh, Haribo, Prabhu, where have you been? So we see some nice words in this verse. Immediately we remember our old friend Bhagavad Gita. What does that verse Prabhupada quote? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarva loka maheshram Suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shanti richchati. A person in full consciousness of me. Sometimes people want to know where Prabhupada got the word Krishna consciousness. This is given by Krishna himself. A person in full consciousness of me. Krishna is talking, consciousness of Krishna. Krishna consciousness. This is not made up by Prabhupada, this is made up by Krishna himself. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. In the purport, Prabhupada says, the conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. We were just discussing, everybody's anxious for peace. Not everyone. There's some crazy people there, they only want misery. They're just creating misery for everybody. The whole goal of life is, anybody who doesn't think like me, he should suffer and die. Cut his throat. But they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of Bhagavad Gita. Everybody's looking for peace formula. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Listen carefully. Lord Krishna is a beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svetu Parnashad 6-7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaram Paramam Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living Indians are trying to be lords of all they survey. But actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is a master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. What does Prabhupada say? Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to his school friends. So now that you have this human form of body, just like Vedanta Sutra begins with the word Atato. Atato means now. Vedanta Sutras are very simple word, code words. Now is a very simple word. But the import, the purport, purport of now means after 8,400,000 lifetime species of life, now you have this human form of life. That is the meaning. This simple word now, atato, now. But it means you try to enjoy in so many species of life. Now you have this human form of life. Now what you should do? Brahma jigyasa. You should inquire about the Supreme. This is why we got higher intelligence. Our class is open to all. We don't see the cats and dogs have not come here for our class today. They're not interested. Only I see human beings sitting here. The most intelligent human beings have come here to hear this class. Because eating, sleeping, many defending dogs are already doing. Everyone, we like sleeping so much. When the temple commander comes with the bell in the morning, 4:30, oh, terror strikes in the heart. But nobody can sleep like a bear. 6-8 months a bear sleeps. You want to enjoy sleeping, then you take birth as a bear. Then you can go to sleep for 6-8 months. Animals are all the things they can do better than us. They have better facility. So what facility man has got? He's got some intelligence. So the intelligence is meant to think, what is beyond this eating, sleeping, mating, and defending? Is life just meant like that? That I eat, sleep, mate, and defend? I get a job, work hard in some office somewhere on the 100th floor somewhere. Completely detached from nature. No fresh air, only some piped in AC air. then come home, eat something, go to sleep. Just like I remember one devotee, his father's goal was to have a house in Beverly Hills. In Los Angeles, there's one area called Beverly Hills. Maybe you've heard this name before. So it is a very exclusive area. Only very, very wealthy people can live there. But in order to afford that house in downtown Los Angeles, he had a grocery store selling fruits and vegetables and other things we won't mention in this holy assembly. And people, they can only go shopping for the groceries before work or after work. So he has to go, 5 o'clock in the morning, he has to go downtown, open up his shop, set up, make all the displays ready. And then all day long he's selling. Then after work, people have some time, they have to go shopping. And he wants to make the last dollar. He'll stay up till 10 o'clock at night in his store, then close up everything, come home, eat something, go to sleep. And he thinks, I'm living in Beverly Hills. He's living in some dirty corner of Los Angeles. Los Angeles means it is car culture. California means everybody's got car. So much pollution is there. You can't imagine. When I was a child, we used to live on a hill next to Los Angeles, right on the coast. There's some hills called Palos Verdes. And then the LA, we call it the LA Basin. It's sort of like shaped like that. And then beyond is the mountains. We used to be able to look down across the LA Basin and see the mountains. Now that, of course, that house is sold, but if we go to that same place, you look, all you see is brown smog. You can't see the mountains. Impossible to see the mountains. So he's living in this nasty place, all this brown smog is there, breathing that all day long. 80% of the day he's living in this greasy, nasty, smoky corner of Los Angeles. In a few hours he go home to Beverly Hills and eat something and go to sleep. And he thinks, I'm living in Beverly Hills. The human form of life is not meant for this. We should make our life simple and inquire what is beyond this eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Is that what my life is meant for? Just to eat, sleep, work on some nasty corner of LA, come home, eat, go to sleep, and then die. And they're thinking that even after death I'll enjoy sense gratification. I remember one time we were going on the morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in the car to go to some place, some nice park to walk. And there was a beautiful place, all beautiful trees and grass and flowers, a big beautiful sign with all flowers and trees and happy birds chirping. It says Forest Lawn Cemetery. The Prabhupada looked and said, what is this? Oh, Prabhupada, this is a cemetery. He said, just see, they want to enjoy sense gratification even after they die. So I get nice plot with nice green tree and flower and bush and lawn and everything. So this is what life is all about. You live, you eat, sleep, mate, and defend and die. And nothing goes, all your crores and rupees stay in the bank. Only thing that happens is all your children will fight over it. Just like my pujari in Brindakun, he has 7 sons. So they're very poor and they all live together very peacefully. But as soon as their money, you will see, immediately the father will die, everybody, there'll be a big court case, everybody will fight everyone in the court over the money. He earned all this money, thinking his family will be happy by this money. And now it is all, they're all fighting each other. They can't talk to one another. They all live separate house. They can't talk to one another. They're just fighting in the court. Is that what you wanted, your life is meant for? You to earn so much of money that your children will fight each other and hate each other over? This is the intelligence that we get in this human body. I think it must be something more than this. There must be something more than this. And there is. This is what Prahlad is now trying to enlighten his school friends. Go to school friends, oh Prahlad, why are you talking about this now? We'll learn this later when we're old. But we have saying in English, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Once you've spent your whole life engaging in sense gratification, and not that, oh now I'm going to get old, I will engage in devotional service. Now you're trained to just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And now there's no enjoyment. Old age is very frustrating for the materialist. He wants to still enjoy, but there's no enjoyment. There's no. This material body is like a sponge, you know. With a sponge, when it's full of water, you squeeze a little bit, water comes. You squeeze some more water comes. Huh? When you're young, you just squeeze a little bit, so much enjoyment comes. When you get old, you finally sponge, you squeeze like that, boop, little drip of water comes out. This body is like that. You're thinking, now I'm enjoying like anything. But that day will come. It just... For old person, if he passes stool, he's very happy. That is his happiness. Huh? It's like sponge at the end. Just... There's no enjoyment here. Therefore, we should try to. All his friends are saying, "No, no. When we're old, now when you're old, then you can't learn anything more." That's why I got lost there for a minute. Now you're trained in sense gratification. It's difficult. The sense is always hankering and hankering and hankering. One is always dwelling in his mind, oh, I used to do like that, I used to do like that. So all his friends are going to tell him, oh, don't talk about this spiritual stuff now. That's when we get old. Now let us enjoy. But unless you start training yourself now, how will you engage in devotional service when you're old? And what service will you do? We want to engage in devotional service. Service means to render some service to Krishna. It's like I remember when I was president of Krishna Balaram Temple, sometimes some old guy would come. He says, Swamiji, now I want to join the ashram. And I think, what is he going to do? I'll need 5 brahmacharis just to take care of him. When he could actually do something for Krishna, he didn't want to do Krishna consciousness. Now that he can't do anything now, Swamiji, I want to join the ashram. The Prabhupada would say, no, now you have to start. Now when you can do something for Krishna, start your devotional service. In your family life, we're talking so much bad things about family life, but family life doesn't necessarily, we don't condemn family life, we condemn the materialistic family life. Just like there was one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was so devotee, he became known as Chaitanya Das. Because when he got darshan of Lord Chaitanya, he lived far away. He went to Navadvip, to Mayapur. But on the way, he was north. So when he got to... where's that place where Mahaprabhu took sannyas? Katwa. He got to Katwa. The name wasn't coming in my brain. He heard that Nimai is there in Katwa. He wanted to go see Lord Chaitanya. He got to Katwa. And he went there. And he saw Nimai, they told him he's the ashram of Keshav Bharati, he's going to take sannyas. And he went there, the barber was trying to cut Mahaprabhu. You've seen Mahaprabhu, he has very beautiful, long, curly locks of hair. The barber was trying to cut, but he was crying. Every time he lifted his blade to cut the hair, no, I can't do it. And Mahaprabhu took his hand and then he threw it, after he shaved Mahaprabhu, he threw his blade in the Ganga. He became sweet maker, Mitaiwala. And Keshav Bharati didn't give sannyas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave sannyas to him. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you're going to give me this mantra, right? Blah, 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 blah. So he initiated Keshav Bharati. Keshav Bharati then gave him sannyas. And he gave him the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then Chaitanya Das, when he heard this, he was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. Now there was no need to go to Mayapur because Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas and left home. He went back to his house. All along the road he was chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He got to his house. He fell on the floor and rolling on the ground, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. His wife came and saw him rolling on the floor. She grabbed his feet and she also began to chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His son came home, he saw both the mother and father rolling on the floor, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. So he grabbed both their feet, he also began to roll on the floor, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. So if your family life is like that, no need to give up family life. But this materialistic family life, get more and get more and get more and get more. That we have to give up. Make our life simple, chant Hare Krishna, offer our food to Krishna, take only Krishna prasad, come to the temple, associate with Vaishnavas. Just make your life simple and sublime. Finish off the business, go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So any questions? Everyone fell asleep in my class. Somebody beat you.
हरे कृष्णा तो जो है बोले कि जो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य बोलने पर जो कुछ भक्त भगवत धाम चला जाएगा तो ये जो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र डेली सोलह माला जपना करेगा जो जरूरत नहीं
because our acharyas have told us to chant Hare Krishna. We also chant, but Prabhupada said, before you chant Hare Krishna, you chant this Panchatattva mantra. And somebody told Prabhupada that some sannyasi is telling that we should chant one round Panchatattva mantra before we chant our japa. Prabhupada said, who is this nonsense? So in his ecstasy, because he heard this name, he got the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he was chanting. But for our practice of Krishna consciousness, we follow the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master has told us to chant Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna, and we are following. But in Kirtan, before we chant Hare Krishna, we always chant Panchatattva mantra.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for nice class. This specifically this section, Prahlad Maharaj is talking about
giving up sense gratification, becoming more serious in Krishna consciousness. So specifically, giving up sense gratification becomes like a nightmare for conditioned soul. So whenever we talk to general populace, generally whenever we talk this to outsiders, that is like very threatening, or that is very uncomfortable for them to receive. So what we do, like,
yeah, well, that Krishna already told in Bhagavad Gita that what is night for the conditioned soul is the time of awakening for the self-realized sage, and what is night for the self-realized sage is, what is day for the self-realized sage is night. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has given this chanting. This chanting is very pleasant, and everybody has experience. Even I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. Somehow, Prabhupada started his chanting in Tamka Square Park. The young people, they found out about it. They made one play called Hare. And in that they used to chant Hare Krishna, so it became popular. Nobody knew what is Hare Krishna, what is Krishna, or what to speak of what is Krishna. We had no idea that who is Krishna. We were thinking, what is Krishna? But it's not a what, he's a who. But we heard this chanting, and sometimes they made psychedelic poster with all funny letters, Hare Krishna mantra. So I was chanting and chanting, and I don't know anything. I never heard of Bhagavad Gita, I never heard of Krishna. But just I was so happy chanting. The first time I really got into chanting, I was in jail. We were living in the mountains, and we wanted to go to the top of one peak. So the easiest way to get there is straight line, but straight line took us to the Forest Vibhag property. Said no trespassing. So anyway, somehow they caught us going through that forbidden forest, because that was where the water, drinking water of Portland, of Boulder, flowed there. So they didn't want people going there to contaminate the water. So the ranger caught us, they took us to jail. So now I was stuck in jail. Now what to do? And I was impersonalist. And my whole philosophy fell apart. I was thinking, well, inside the jail, outside the jail, it is all one. Boy, I sure wish I was out of here. No, wait a minute. Inside the jail, outside the jail, it's all one. I sure wish I was out of here. My philosophy fell apart. Wait a minute. You're God. How can God get anxiety? So I was doing it. Then I would sit and I would chant Om. Om. But as soon as I stopped, then I would just get in anxiety again. Then I remembered one day in the park, one girl came with a guitar, and she started chanting Hare Krishna. And we all watched what she was playing, and so we all grabbed our guitars. We were all dancing around the park, chanting Hare Krishna. So then I began to pretend like I had my guitar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All my anxiety went far away. I was just so happy chanting Hare Krishna. I didn't care if I was in jail. I don't get out of jail. Nothing matters. Just Hare Krishna. Everybody was watching TV in the TV room. Hey there, shut up, will you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But somehow one friend, he saw us get arrested, so he came there and bailed us out. It was only $25 to bail us out. But I was just so happy chanting Hare Krishna. It didn't matter that I was in the jail, it didn't matter. I just chanting. So Krishna Ganga is so nice. Mahaprabhu's made so simple process. At first we attract people. That is the Prabhupada, first he got devotees to chant Hare Krishna. Then they asked, Swamiji, are there any rules? Then Prabhupada put up the rules. Half of the ashram disappeared. We have seen, you've probably seen picture of that letter. Prabhupada wrote all the four rules and regulations and so many things. Every woman. But half of us, we were already trapped. We so much loved Krishna consciousness that we saw the rules of it, oh, we'll have to follow. But first we attract them. Prasadam. Prabhupada said our prasadam is our secret weapon against Maya. For you is no big deal. For us, we never heard of Gulab Jamun in our life. That's what convinced me. They were talking so much philosophy, then I ate one Gulab Jamun, I was convinced. So first we give the positive, and then we give the negative. Then gradually they will come. Just get them to chant. Don't try to push so many rules and regulations. Just get people to chant and take prasadam. Param drishtvani vartate. As I remember, there was one couple, they heard the four rules of regulations, but they were so much in love with Krishna consciousness, they couldn't give up chanting. And the next thing they said, no, Prabhu, we want to follow four rules and regulations also. We'd be like, there's no enjoyment in this material. They were shocked when they first heard. But they were so addicted to prasadam and chanting, they went home, they thought about it, and they said, actually, there's no enjoyment in this sex life. It's just a useless thing. And they became devotees. So we just attract people with the positive, then later we sneak in the negative. Then don't do this, don't do that. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the positive joy of spiritual life. Because we have positive something. The Mayavadi, you say, stop, 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 stop. We also say, you stop chanting the cinema song, but we give you nice, just like you were singing this nice song today. I don't know who was singing, he was singing so nicely. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. We have so many nice bhajan, so many nice kirtan. So we don't say, stop singing. We say, you stop singing nonsense song, you sing Krishna song. You don't say stop eating, you stop eating all this warmed over dead bodies. Eat nice Krishna prasadam, offered to Krishna. So, everything we dovetail with Krishna. You want to have sex? Alright, you have nice children to raise in Krishna consciousness. But don't go outside. Krishna consciousness is very practical. If we present it properly, people will be attracted, then they get trapped. They get addicted to Krishna consciousness and they're ready to follow. Okay, so I think it's late. Signal is going. So we'll all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of the great personality who showed us the purpose of this human form of life. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.